whisky. También tengo mis cigarros y pistola.
Welcome to The Vibe You're In
with Michael Santana and Will Molina. Welcome to episode 25.
Holy moly, 25.
That's a quarter away into the century mark.
That's right. To 100 episodes.
Exactly.
It's like it's almost like an anniversary almost, but not really, but yeah. And we and it's good because we have a special guest.
Absolutely. To celebrate this little anniversary. Absolutely. That we have. Before we start the show, we'd like to thank all the listeners, everyone that's really shown us love. Has, you know, shared our show, has commented on it, has actually taken the time to review our show. Thank you so much. Of course, you can find us on any platform nowadays, but certainly if you believe that this show serves you and serves someone that you love or someone that needs to hear what we have to say, make sure they know that we exist. What do
you
think?
Hit that button.
Hit that button so you do not miss another episode. We also like to thank tonight's sponsor, Froggy's Party Pad.
The Enchantment Room, and you can find them at www.froggiespartypad.com.
And the sponsor helps us with our super producer engineer extraordinaire,
Short Fuse. Yes, y'all.
Tonight's guest, first of all, I'm super excited. I'm like one of those people that are jittery next to like a famous person. So he's making me nervous, but certainly it's a person that I've met at a small scale. But yet, I think I know a lot about him. I feel like I've known him for years.
He's kind of a big deal.
And his name is Charlie De Leon of Monte De Leon Cigars.
Yeah. What's going on, Paulina?
Charlie, right. Thank you for blessing us with your presence in our show, physically here in New Hampshire. It's a long story how you got here, but we're going to talk about it. We're going to dive real deep into how you're here, what your roots are in this area, what you've done to help us understand your business and understand your passion for what you do. It's going to be super interesting. But before we even start, every show we start with a drink or two. Tonight, we're going to kind of blend a few things. We have been blessing us with different liquors today, but certainly Charlie's going to have something that's local. It's 603. It's a 603 beer from 603 Brewery out of Londonderry, New Hampshire. And it's their signature beer called the 603 IPA. Charlie, what do you think of that beer?
Oh, man, I love it, man. You're right now, like I was saying earlier, you're two for two. Like both, you gave me a different beer a few days ago. And
from,
it was
from Riverwalk.
Riverwalk, and okay. It was a great beer. And I'm loving this 603 IPA.
I'm a big beer guy. I try to stay away from it because as I drink more of that, the belly grows. Mm. So I stay away from it. But certainly I have a passion for people that take their time to do a really good beer. Michael, what are you having tonight?
Well, because I don't want the beer belly, I'm more of a snack master belly. I stick with, you know, Dominican rum.
Okay, so you're having Kirk and Sweeney. I'm going to join you to have a Kirk and Sweeney, which is a rum that is made in Santiago de los Caballeros in Dominican Republic. Cool bottle. It looks like a bottle that you would find with a note
like the pirates.
Arrg. Exactly. So, hey, you know what? Cheers to that.
Cheers to that.
Salud. We also have, as a sit-in, he may not say much, but he makes it sound amazing. Short Fuse is actually in the studio right now.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Short Fuse. So tonight's topic, Michael, what is tonight's topic? And before we even dive into questions for Charlie about what he does and what he brings to the table and his passion and his dream that's coming to fruition, what's tonight's topic?
Tonight's topic is about information overload.
Hmm.
And what that means is that there's certain information that we want to focus on every day. It's information that gets us closer to our goal, information that helps us along the way. And there's going to be other certain information that comes at us that really it has no value.
Okay.
And it, to break it down into simple terms, we're talking about gossip. We're talking about people that just talk to talk, or people that talk about other people, or people that just want to hate on other people, even though I don't really like that term as much. But what I'm saying is just people that want to waste your energy by forcing certain conversations in on you. And you can walk in on conversations as well where people are talking about other things, and you don't have to stay in those conversations. You stay away from those conversations.
Well, it takes you away from what you want to do.
Exactly.
It really does, because it clouds the understanding of that if you're interested in doing something for yourself, you need to surround yourself with conversation that helps you get to that next level.
That this is the truth.
And so obviously we've always said that we want to see the better in people.
Right.
And so conversations that bring the negative part of it, I think it clouds the situation that you're going to start thinking negative.
Right.
Or that you're going to be influenced by the negativity. Look into the better of others. And obviously gossip really takes that away from it. So stay away from it.
Right. And it's important for us as business owners, and you, Charlie, as well, that when we meet people, we're always looking for the good in them. And as we look for the good in them, they're going to look for the good in us, and we're going to be able to help each other, you know, and that's the way we should be looking at it all the time when we're talking about networking and going out there and, you know, for the good of things. And, you know, you and I, we had a conversation this weekend back when I was producing with Short Fuse, and, you know.
Was that in the 1800s?
That was in the 1800s, and then later came Short Fuse.
In the 1810?
So I remember I was like John the Baptist, and then Fuse came.
Oh, it was, I just, you were blessed just, with Fuse?
Yes.
Mm.
So, but it, the music industry in itself is like, you know, there's just people always, they're not really helping each other a lot.
Okay.
But at higher levels, you find that they do, you know? Yeah. And so this is really what information overload is. It's just stay away from negative conversation and gear yourself towards those conversations that are going to help you so that you can help other people to get together to where you are.
Well, it's interesting because, Charlie, first of all, I like to say I want to thank you, or the vibe you're in, thanks you for your service to this country.
Thank you. Appreciate it, bro.
You fought for this country, and certainly I have a profound respect for that. But take us through that journey that you're out of the service, you're back home, and you're saying to yourself, okay, what is my purpose? Give us a little kind of details of how you got to where you were, because we really haven't unveiled what you actually do until we get into it really, really deep.
Yeah, so absolutely. Wow, so I retired out of the Army around 2010, you know, that era. And, you know, I was like many combat veterans. You come back and you start dealing with a lot of struggles, and you start thinking about a lot of things. You start missing the camaraderie of the military. You start second-guessing whether this was the right decision. And, you know, as time goes by, you kind of start searching for that thing, that purpose.
Take us through that moment of when you decide, okay, now that I've done this, now that I feel like I got my feet back home, what's my next step?
Well, you know, in the first couple of years, it wasn't like I got to do cool stuff like the Tough Mudder and, you know, several other cool events. But even then, it was still a struggle for a couple of years. It's never easy on this side. But, you know, I started to develop a different mentality. After so many years, it's crazy because, you know, just like you guys are doing a podcast like this, this is how a switch was flipped in my mind.
Okay.
I'm keeping it 100% honest with you guys. I one day was listening to a podcast of a group of veterans, and when these guys were talking, I started to realize that they were all business guys. They were all out there just doing acting. They were just getting it. They were out there to truly get it. And what switched in my mind is that I was like, yo, I can't let the military be the last chapter in my book. I'm super proud of my service. I'm super proud of all those who serve. But for me, it couldn't be the last chapter in my book. I wanted to flip the page and do something else with my life. Fast forward one day, I was at an event, and one of my buddies, man, who happens to be another Army guy, he invited me. We had gone to an event, and some guys were going to some bars and stuff. And he had asked me, yo, you want to go to a cigar lounge? And I was like, I don't even know what that is, but yeah, let's go.
Wow.
I'll tell you, when I walked into this cigar lounge, I immediately, like, I'm not trying to sound cliche or anything, but no. The vibe. when I walked in through those doors, I felt that energy. I felt those vibes. All I sensed in there was success, positivity, good energy, and just straight badasses, like people that were just out to get it. Man, I just loved that feeling. I started smoking the cigar with my buddy, and I was like, man, this is a dope atmosphere, man. Like, this really calls my attention. So, yeah, man, from then on, like, I sat down with the wife. When I explained to her, she saw the excitement, like, of how excited I was about this whole new world for me, right? She was the one who actually was like, you know what? I think we should definitely do something like this. I think we should definitely, if this is what you want to do, I think we should really get into this world of cigars. Yo, we had no idea
what it was all about.
We had no idea what it was about. We had no idea which way we were going. But you know what we did? We literally started with a logo. That's literally where we started. Before we had
a vision,
everything, all we started was with our logo. And I knew that I wanted to tie my logo to the military, but I didn't want my logo to be an over-the-top military type of logo. Sure. Because that was for me personally. What I did was I ended up hiring an Army combat veteran as my logo designer.
What's his name? Give him a shout out.
Yes, Aaron Provost. He designs for Call for Fire. I wish I had all his information in front of me.
That's okay.
Aaron Provost. Man, let me tell you, working with Aaron Provost, not only was it a prideful moment for me because I was working with, you know, another combat veteran, but, like, this dude wasn't hired just because he was a combat veteran. Like,
his skills
are insanely.
That's awesome.
If you go to his website, man, this dude has, especially if you're listening to this podcast right now, if you support military or if you are military, you go to this dude's website. He has drawings that he's done. They're like sketches, and people buy them to put them as frames on their wall because they are so intense and so dope. Yeah, man, this good. So working with him, man, it was real easy because he understood what we were looking for, and yeah, man, it was dope.
He made an interesting comment because Michael and I, our podcast, and I think a lot of the stuff that Michael does with his wife and myself in our business, it really was influenced by our ladies.
Boom.
Of course, we have ideas and so forth, but really the catalyst to some of the things that we do and some of the support that we feel, you know, we go through moments where it's in you and you say to yourself, I just need someone to tell me it's okay. And here you are telling me that the same way you went through your journey where you are today really was your lady who said, hey, man, let's move on this.
Oh, 100. Yes, 100%.
Because we're idea people. And then the ladies come in and say, all right, that's great.
They
let's do it.
They box it in for us and let's say, well, this is the way you're going to do it.
They give us the reality, which sometimes in my case, oh, my God, I've gone against the grain so many times. And it wasn't until recently, like I'm about to be 41 years old. And it wasn't until recently that I finally, like it hit me like, oh, I think I get it now. I think I understand why she gets so pissed off whenever I go against the grain and say, you know what? I'm just going to go buy this, not knowing that I just caused a havoc in the system. And now she has to fix the system again.
Well, that's a good thing, man. I know in most cases, people that listen to our show, it's really a support system. A lot of the things, a lot of ideas that we want to focus on, yes, they're inside of us, but sometimes they come out in weird ways and someone says to you, I like it, but let's do it this way. And certainly, yeah, it's always a lesson, in my opinion.
Yeah. Well, you're going to feel the vibe anyway. Boom. And you know when you're going the wrong way, you feel the tug and you're like, well, you know what? I think she's right. Yeah. I've gone far enough.
Yeah.
You know? Well, you do get the push. You're like, yeah. You see it in their eyes too. I see it in my wife's eyes. She's like, and I'm like, I think I went too far.
And it goes both ways, but it's mostly them to us. That's what.
And
that's
it's good really to happens. It's good to admit it. So you're you know, and we still haven't unveiled what you do. I mean, obviously, yeah, cigars is one thing, but so she says, hey, let's create a logo, which I think the logo is fabulous.
Yes. Right. The Adam Provost. That's his name?
No, Aaron. Aaron Provost.
My bad, Aaron. What an amazing, because it does blend military, but it has a lot of aspects of you. And then as I dove deep into the website and I dove deep into the Instagram, I started noticing that some of the logos is your lady too.
Yeah.
Right.
So it all started with the logo that you guys seen originally, which was the skull with the beard with the cigar in his mouth. First, let me tell you, there's a lot of history behind the whole logo, which was part of the stuff that I loved about Aaron, that he was able to, match that vision. He was able to put the axe and the machete on there, which, if you look closely, there's
Ache Machete.
It's the Ache Machete, that's right, which represents, especially in our cultures, it represents that hard work.
Mm-hmm.
And, when we got into this, world, we understood that that's what it was about, and for our kids, we're always willing to put in that hard work. So, for their future, for that legacy. So another thing that you're going to find in the logo, in the background, is mountains.
Right.
People always ask me, it's funny because a lot of people think my name is Monte or Monty. I've had people like, hey, Monty, let me talk to you. And what's funny is that I go with it. I'm like, yes, how may I help you? Because
you're in the service industry. You have to go with the good with and the bad, yeah.
But the whole Monte thing is because if you look in the background of our logo, there's mountains back there.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always looked at our name like Monte de León, like Mount de León, like the top of a mountain. And that's our mission and that's our goal. But yeah, you guys saw that logo. That was the original logo.
Okay.
But because I know, because I know that
I know what you're about to say.
I know I have a wife, right? And I was like, you know what? I have a feeling that sooner or later she's going to be like, that's a dope logo. I love it, But
what about me?
Yeah, why is this logo just about you? Even though the logo is not about me, right? The logo is about people who identify with this logo, right?
Sure.
So I said, you know what? I'm not going to say anything. And once again, I hit up Aaron again, and he was able to do such a dope logo that looked like anybody that looks at that logo, they're like, oh, yeah, it looks just like her.
That's
which is crazy, like when you look at it, right? But, yeah, that's pretty much.
So, shout out to her. What's her name?
So, her name is Jalissa, also known as La Dama.
The boss.
And she has her own. We haven't even still discussed.
We could be here for
the
hours.
Amazing. Experience inside the cigar lounge, the cigars themselves, and she has, is it two cigars?
Right now she has, let me think, you have La Dama, you have La Comandante,
which we tried on Father's Day.
Yeah, she's working on another cigar right now as we speak.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
So you logo's up, you get the logo back, you look at it, and you're like, okay, what's next?
So the very next thing, right, we have the logos. We know we want to get into the cigar world, right? So we're like, oh, man, you know what? I have an idea. Let's start picking people's brains. Because I'm not thinking there's anything wrong with this because, I'm not thinking that I'm, Pepsi coming after Coca-Cola asking them for anything. You know what I mean?
That's not a bad thing, but go ahead.
So, you know what I mean? Like, but I came out and I did that. I asked people,
questions.
Hey, how do I go about this, that, and the third? And, they pretty much hit me with the, you done lost your fucking mind. So I was like, okay, cool. I guess we can't do this. So, but fast forward, in the beginning, what we started to do, we knew we wanted to have cigars, but we were focused on other people's brands. That was our thing in the beginning. Now, we said, okay, how are we going to store these cigars? How are we going to bring these cigars to people? Like, what's the plan here? Do we want to get a brick and mortar? What not? One day, my wife and I were in Orlando, Florida. I think we're in some sort of outdoor mall. And we're walking, and I just stopped. So my wife was like, what's wrong? What happened? I'm like, I got it. And she's like, what do you mean? I said, I got it, dude. And I was like, look, and all there was in front of us was a kiosk. That's all it was. There was nothing special about it. It was like a sunglasses kiosk. And I was like, that's it. And she's like, dude.
A mall kiosk?
She's like, what are you talking? You want to sell sunglasses now, bro? I'm like, no, fam. And I turned to her and I was like, a mobile cigar lounge.
Wow.
And she just stared at me. I was like, yo, think about it. Because I started thinking about people that have the tiny homes and all this stuff.
Okay.
I said, you get a trailer, right? It's got wheels. Attach it to my dope truck. And then we just go and bring this cigar lounge experience to people.
To people.
And that was pretty much. But, you know, I come up with a lot of great ideas. That doesn't mean I don't truly think them through. I don't think about like, oh, wait a minute. This ain't going to be as easy as I thought.
Yeah, but here's the thing. We've talked about this on our show. You allow it to happen. There's so many people that have so many ideas and won't take the risk. Boom. We talked about that. That's one of our episodes, the risk. They refuse to take it. You have all these ideas. These are all coming at you. Obviously, you have someone that says, Charlie, let's focus on this, which is great. But imagine you didn't take the risk. I mean, because there's a lot of risk that you took to build a mobile cigar lounge. I'm going to be honest with you. When I was introduced through Michael and through Short Fuse about your business, I was like, really? And I looked at it and I kept seeing it on Instagram. And I'm like, oh my Lord, I've never seen this before. And here we are. We were blessed with the fact that our ladies put this all together for our Father's Day weekend. And we had that experience. Yeah. I could go on and on.
That was a great surprise.
It was a great surprise. And I can go on and on what I felt inside. First of all, I was blessed to meet you.
Thank you.
Then I was blessed to see your business and come to life. And I saw the faces and people were like enamored with it. You bring an element to it because you are passionate about the cigar industry. You're passionate about explaining it. I'm very new at it. Now, I smoked cigars when I was younger because Denise got me into it. I was like, you know what? I like the experience. I like to see what it's all about. But I am way an amateur, and I think Michael may not know enough about it. It's amazing because you know so much. And so your cigars are based on what? I mean, I know there's different wrappers. I know that there's different tobaccos that come from different places. Take us through that.
That's right. So our cigars come from two places, but I'm going to focus for now on one place. So, okay. As I told you guys earlier, we started with other people's brands, so we didn't have our own cigars in the beginning.
Okay.
So when we were bringing this cigar lounge to events, we kept having people come to our lounge saying, oh, this is dope. That's a cool cigar. Yeah, I've smoked that cigar before, but hey, where's your cigar? And I was like, oh, yeah, we don't have one. Like, they're like, hold up, you have that logo, but you don't have your own cigar?
Okay.
And I was like, interesting. Yeah, you know what? This person's onto something. But at this point, we still didn't know that's cool, but how do you go about doing this? Mm-hmm. So we weren't even really searching because we thought it wasn't possible. You know, because I'm not going to get into what someone told us, but they pretty much made it sound like it was impossible.
Of course.
So I was like, all right, bet, you know, it is what it is.
They were giving you information overload.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly. So 1 year, we go to Puerto Rico, right? And at this point, we were doing the cool, funny videos, smoking cigars. The wife and I will, you know, we honestly, we were trying to like just show our vibe smoking cigars, but it just turns out to be some comical. Because, like, her and I get together, we start drinking and start wilding. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's that's just fine. You're having a good
our
time.
Natural character. So we wanted to start following cigars from Puerto Rico because we were like, oh, man, you know, we want to have cigars from Puerto Rico in our lounge. So then we got linked up with a couple of cigar brands in Puerto Rico. And one of those brands was El Chang Cigars, which is out of Caguas, Puerto Rico, right?
Okay.
So we go out to Puerto Rico, we're hanging out, and you're like, you know what? You know, El Chang Cigars is going to be rolling cigars tonight out somewhere in the Cagua area. Why don't we go out there? Now, mind you, right, the island is 100 by 35, but I'm telling you right now, nobody on the island goes from one side to the other and back to the other in one day. They look at it like you just travel from Boston to California to Florida and back to Boston. They're like, no way.
That's that island mentality.
Yeah, exactly.
I get it.
So, and we did that. We were in Aguadilla. We went down to Juanadilla, and then we went up to Cagua. And then back to Juanadilla.
Muchacho, tú estás loco.
Yeah, it was something crazy. So when we got there, Yo, it was real dope. Everything, we loved it. We got the cigar rolling experience. We were chilling with Gabby and his wife Liz, who are both cigar rollers, and everything was going great. And then somewhere along those vibes, Gabby had asked me, he was like, "Who, you ever thought about getting your own cigars made?" And I was like, "Oh yeah, I mean, of course I've thought about it, but I didn't think it was possible." He was like, "Well, I can do it for you." And I was like,
"That was it?
Like, wait, hold up. Like, what do you mean?" He's like, "No, 100%, I can do it for you." And
that was it.
That was it right there.
Wow.
And that's where we started. We started with our cigars coming from Puerto Rico, which our first cigars were El Cuadrita. That was the first cigar. Mm-hmm. And the second cigar was La Dama, which is, like, admittedly, and I'm not going to say I hate to admit this, but La Dama is Jalissa's cigar, and it's, like, the favorite. Like, for some, it's not for some reason. I understand why it is, but it's, like, the favorite. And when I tell people it's the favorite, like, if we get 100 go in less than a week, like, people...
That's awesome.
...just jump on it, because La Dama is a cigar that is cured in cognac in Puerto Rico. So...
All right, hold on. Yeah. Take that back. Cured in cognac, what's the process? I know it may be a process that's really long, but
so after Gabby gets the cigar together, you know, he puts together the vitola, he does, you know, the different wrappers, la capa, el capote, la tripa, which is, you know, that's the wrapper, the binder, the filler. You know, this process with Gabby has never been you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of Short Fuse, right? When Short Fuse does a beat, right? it's not a simple, "Hey, this is what I've got, pick, here you go."
No, it's
customizing. He legit customizes, and he taps into what you love, and all of a sudden you find yourself with a beat that you love 10 times more than the one you probably would have picked originally. So with this case, that's exactly what we did with Gabby. Gabby, he was not about rushing. He let me know. He was like, "Bro, if you're trying to rush through this process, I am not your guy. We are going to have to go through this process. You are going to have to tell me what leaves you're interested in. I'm going to send you cigars. You got to smoke these cigars. I'm going to send you other ones. We're going to try different." It was a long process.
That's awesome. There's a passion behind that.
Oh, 100%. 100%. And yeah, we started with that. And then with La Dama, once those leaves are put together, then it goes through the curing process, which Gabby has his own curing process in Puerto Rico. And yeah, once the cigars get to us, man, it's awesome. It's amazing.
That's a great story.
It is a great story.
Yeah, so this is what I got out of this, right? You saw the kiosk.
Boom.
If you see it in your mind, you can hold it in your hand.
Yes. Right.
But you didn't believe it. So that's where the paradigms come in, the doubt comes in, and all these things saying you're crazy, right? And yep. Then if you tell that story to someone.
Self-doubt to some degree, because he was like, even his wife was like, "You want to sell sunglasses?
What do you mean?" Yeah. So
and she's like, "No," he's like, "Hear me out. Hear
the
me out."
Information overload part of that, which would be, you know, people giving you information that you don't need, which is the negative one. But you didn't do that. You were like, "No, I don't know how," because even you yourself doubted it. "But I just feel this scene right here." So the next thing you did was that you held it in the screen of your mind. And then the next thing you guys did was, "We need our own cigar. We keep hearing this message that we need our own cigar." You kept it in your mind. You took this trip to PR.
Not knowing you were going to meet someone that was going to introduce you to your own cigar.
You don't know the how. Exactly. You don't know the how, but somehow in your conscious mind, you decided that you needed your own cigar.
Right.
You kept it in the screen of your mind. It buried itself into your subconscious mind. Next thing you know, the right guy came up and said, "I can do your cigar for you." And you were caught off guard. You were like, "What?" Because if you can see it in your mind, you can hold it in your hand. It's an amazing story, man. That was freaking awesome.
It is awesome. It is awesome because I personally got to smoke a lot of those cigars. I had two that night, which was impressive for me because I usually don't, you know, after one, I'm like, "I don't know about this." But I had two. But aside from the cigar, it was the experience.
I'm glad you just said that because that's exactly what it is. Like, a lot of people don't realize that. Like, you know, when people ask me, like, "Oh, what's your favorite cigar," this and that, and I'm like, Dude, it honestly, it all depends on the experience, right? Mm-hmm. I could sit here, be vibing with, you know, one group of people, and then all of a sudden with another, it didn't go as well. And I'm like, ah, I'm this cigar wasn't, you know, that. But you realize that it's the moment, it's the experience. And I've had plenty of people that come in that never smoked before. And next thing you know, like you said, they're coming back for another, like, hold on, I'm not done talking here. Give me another cigar so I can keep, you know, chopping it up out here.
Yeah, it is true. Charlie, so now that you saw that in as a vision and you're now it's come to life, take us through the cigar world. Because it looks like it's a culture that embodies a lot of great thought, a lot of different backgrounds. What I remember from the cigar world before was that it was almost like the boys' club years ago.
Yes.
When I wasn't born in the 1800s, but maybe 1850. And so I saw that as kind of the boys' club, the gentlemen's club. It was kind of, you know, the only thing I remember was Cigar Aficionado as a magazine that kind of brought that to life. But now it's a whole different thing because we're in the social media world.
Yep.
And I see people smoking cigars, but there is some restrictions as far as what you can do. It's really word of mouth, your business, in terms of how you can operate your business and be able to project it to others. What does that look like? What does that world look like?
So
I know it's an I know it's a loaded question.
Yeah, hold on. All right.
Let me go back. Let me go back.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Let me take another sip of this fine 603 IPA.
Yeah, do it. So I guess my question is, the difference, let me go back. Your business has come to life. And certainly when I was growing up in New York, and, you know, I ventured into cigars, but back then the cigar world was more like a gentleman's club. Yeah,
I see what you're, okay, I think I see what you're saying. Okay. So I think back in the day, when you thought of cigars, you only associated it with rich folks over there. You know, they're the ones that are able to enjoy that lifestyle.
Possibly.
And so it almost becomes like a social class. Is that the correct word?
It could be. And again, not to take away from people that have smoked cigars for years. This is the way I saw it when I lived in New York.
Yeah.
It looks totally different now because with social media, we get to see what other people are doing. And I just recently, like we became social media friends and I started looking at some of the pictures and the stuff that you post. And some of the other posts that come up based on the hashtags.
Yeah.
And it's just an array of different types of people, age groups, women, men, however they identify. It's everyone.
And it's what's crazy about it is that one of the things we could tap into, it's going to be a little hard with us because, you know, we're all men here. But when it comes to the female side, the females were definitely not known for smoking cigars back in the day, right? Of course, when it comes to certain countries, you know, if you're talking about Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic, Cuba, that's different, right? Okay. Because most of our grandmothers probably, you know, were sitting back smoking cigars.
Yeah. But they were rolling it themselves.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So when it comes to the culture, if we compare it, I would definitely say today it's a little different, right? Because it's all about those vibes and it's all about surrounding yourself with, you know, great people. And they tend to, I think, associate, like I said earlier, right? You walked into a cigar lounge and you're like, hold on, I want to be a part of
this vibe,
this greatness that's going on. And if me learning from this person or this person who happens to be a lead, an owner of their own business, if the way I'm going to be able to chop it up with them is by smoking a cigar and being able to relate, then I'm going to do that. I'm not in no way, shape, or form saying that that is the only way you're going to be able to learn from
somebody. No, but that's an explanation of your business because in our party this weekend, when you brought your mobile cigar lounge, the conversations were amazing. We were in a round table. You had set up this whole tent and, you know, a table beautifully. And the conversations were amazing with some people that I really don't have a lot of conversations with on a daily basis. The vibe was amazing based on that experience of smoking a cigar.
Man, I'm going to tell you something. I'm a creep, but not in a creepy way. What I'm trying to say is I sit back in the lounge.
And you watch.
And when I see you guys sitting under the tent, all laughing and joking, and your buddy Wally getting up, talking, and getting all into.
Oh yeah!
And I'm like, yo, this is dope, man. That is what we literally envision. That is what the wife and I envision. Because
that's great.
And I think I told Denise how I said, you know, there's been events that we've done with 500 plus people, and it doesn't compare to this. This is what we look for. We look for these
intimate settings,
personal vibes. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what we love to see. So for us, for me personally, man, I was loving watching you guys just enjoying yourselves. Like I said,
well, that's good though, because
in a non-stockish way.
That's awesome, because it definitely provides you that instant feedback.
Yes.
Without even knowing what's going on there in the conversations, you can see the vibe. You feel it. You see it from a far side, which is pretty cool. Michael, do you hear that?
I do.
It's the restaurant of the week. And for this week, we're going to actually change it up a little bit, because we believe that this person deserves a lot of credit. He was actually the caterer to our cigar lounge party. And so the person is awesome. His name is Elvin, and Elvin has a business that's called Dreams Come True Catering and Events. And he's out of Methuen, Massachusetts. Michael, I can say there was a slew of things that were favorite for me. So this is the second time I've actually had the catering from his company. This was intimate in our party, and our ladies were nice enough to put this all together. But I can tell you what my favorite was. It was that seafood salad.
Yep. I mean, all his food, by the way, is delicious. He's catered here at the Enchantment Room.
That's right. That's right.
And a couple of times. And some of the parties that you see where they're catered, there's food that's left over. But when Elvin comes through,
it's gone.
It's all gone. Like, nothing is left.
There was a trail of take-homes. It looked like a train. It looked like a, may I have my take-home, please? May I have my take-home, please? And it was awesome. It was a Cuban-inspired menu, but he also had some flavor, Dominican and Puerto Rican flavor. He had croquetas. He had what's called pastelitos that we call.
I was stuck on the pastelitos.
You were stuck on the pastelitos.
I had about 100.
What was your favorite? Because you were there having some of that food.
I'm definitely going to say those pastelitos, right? Were the ones. Yeah.
Yeah.
The pastelitos were definitely a hit.
The chicken and the beef ones.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, he was awesome. I want to give a personal shout out, because Elvin, I know this is his dream. And so he calls it Dreams Come True Catering. They're out of Methuen. And if you wanted to hire him for your next event, which I encourage you to do so, if you have a private event, if you want it catered, if you have a party in your house and you want to have some Spanish flavor, definitely a place to check out.
And the menu, his menu is extensive, by the way.
Yeah, it's not just that.
A chef that's like unbelievable.
Right. If it's other, you know, it doesn't have to be Spanish inspired. He can do Italian flavor. Anything that you ask for. I mean, I don't want to put him out there, but I'm sure he can figure it out. But certainly it's when you talk about catering an event or with food, there's two elements of it. Obviously, does it taste good? And what's the presentation? He covers both of that.
Yep.
So certainly if you're looking to cater your next event, I would encourage you to reach out to Dreams Come True Catering and Entertainment. Elvin can be reached at 603-943-2700. That's 603-943-2700. Thank you, Elvin, and Dreams Come True Catering and Entertainment for being the restaurant of the week.
OMG. Delicious.
So back to our topic.
Yes, yes, y'all.
Michael, what did you have to share with regards to our topic? I know you have a question for Charlie with regards to what we're talking about.
I do. What we were talking about earlier was, we had a conversation, by the way, I want to thank you again. That night was amazing. It was one of the best Father's Day presents we've ever had. Thanks. Good looks to our wives,
absolutely.
Vinicius and Denise.
Listen, I sorry to interrupt you, but I was, and Fuse will let you know, I was so nervous preparing for this event.
Get out of here.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you why.
Nervous?
I had heard a couple of your podcasts, and I heard Vinicius and Denise, and they were like, oh, preparation is this. I can't. What was the other things they had? It was so many different things. And in my mind, I usually do this event with my wife. And okay. She, when we get this cigar lounge out, listen, I bring it out. I'm the one that hauls it in my truck. And, you know, when things get going, I'm able to interact. But when it comes to the part of the getting things in order, making them look just right and all that, man, my wife is the one that makes that happen, and she's like a beast with all that. So,
well, she's going to be proud of you, because I have to say that it was presented exactly possibly the way she would have done it. So if she's listening to the show, I'm going to say that Charlie did an amazing job.
It was impeccable.
It was impeccable. She'll be proud of you.
Thank you.
That was amazing.
It was.
So we had a great time. And that's the thing about and it's a mobile cigar lounge, right? So you get to walk into it, and you just start just chopping it up, right? You can't help it. It's just amazing. So that night we were talking about, I compared it to the music industry, and I was asking you about how the whole vibe is. Because I know in the music industry, when I was in it, Fuse is still, you know, head deep in it. But there's people that'll help, and there's people that will pretend to help, but then they really not. They're not helping you in the background.
Were
really
you in the music sabotage. Industry at 1875 or 1900?
It was around 1820.
you were only 20 years. Yeah, you were younger.
So, but the thing is that people either help you, which, and I'm telling you, I experienced it.
Okay. Take me through that, because I am not someone that was in the music industry.
Well, but I want to compare it to the cigar world, because I would imagine it's in everything. Because even as a realtor, think about this.
Yeah.
There's people that, as you find that you go up, that they're more successful, they're more willing to help you. As people that aren't really looking to elevate and to expand their businesses, that they feel that they have to hold everything. So they're really in the background trying to sabotage. And it's through misinformation, it's through what we call information overload, because what we do is we want to focus on things that are going to help our businesses and be able to network with people that are going to help us elevate, and we help each other elevate.
That are willing to share too.
So, exactly. So I was wondering if it's the same thing. So in the cigar world, do you ever encounter things like this?
Oh yeah, I mean, absolutely. I've encountered it like numerous times, right? And what I tend to do, I tend to never allow anyone to take me down rabbit holes. Like, I won't find myself entertaining a lot of like that extra stuff. If it has nothing to do with the progression of our business as us, or even for you, then there's nothing to really talk about. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, what's that word, that quote, when they say, you know, you win, you win.
Sure.
If it ain't on that level, then there's really nothing to chop it up about when it comes to business. But yeah, there's plenty of people out there that are, you know, out to not, you know, they don't come with the best energy, right? For example, I'll give you one example, right? My wife and I have never shied away from the fact that we do not come from cigar backgrounds. We've never shied away from that, right? There's plenty of guys out there that their grandfathers, their great grandfathers, they used to smoke with them when they were four. But check this out, that wasn't us. I don't know what to tell you. You know
that
what I'm
may not be good, but that's okay. We'll let it happen. We won't mention any names.
It was
okay. You pride yourself on knowing that you really don't come from a cigar background.
Right.
You come from a vision.
We deal with a lot of different things, right? I'll tell you one of the first and obvious ones, right? When you think of us, we are Monte de Leon cigars. So when you compare Monte de Leon cigars and you think of some of the biggest names, you're not going to think of Monte de Leon cigars, because you're too accustomed to hearing these big names.
Or
you understand
them,
what I'm saying? And that's fine with us. That's absolutely fine with us, because so far everyone that has came through our mobile cigar lounge, everyone that has ordered a cigar from us, they've gotten their subscription packages, whatever it may be, they've all been super fans. They've loved our cigars. And, you know, so far, I mean, we haven't had any complaints, and we love that. You know what I mean?
Love it. I learned so much about cigars in such a small period of time when we hung out this past Saturday, but you were willing to feed that information to me.
Absolutely.
Right. At the end of the day, that's what it's all about. And what the premise here was based on Understanding and Misunderstanding by Ernest Holmes, who wrote the book Creative Mind and Success. So, and it's, we have creative minds. And in order to be a success, you have to realize that it's not just about us. It's about everyone else as well, right? And if someone's trying to bring you down, it's that they have that misunderstanding that when they're trying to bring you down, they're bringing themselves down. And when you're trying to bring people up, you're bringing yourself up. And this is how success works. And everybody has to understand that. So I'm going to read a little bit from Ernest Holmes, which is, people should realize that everyone in the world is a friend, and prove this by never saying anything unkind to anyone or about anyone. I'm going to say that again. We should realize that everyone in the world is a friend, and prove this by never saying anything unkind to anyone or about anyone. And what does that mean? That means that as you sow, you shall reap. That means it's cause and effect. If my cause is making an effect that your business is going down or trying to bring you down, I'm just bringing myself down. And this is what Absolutely. It is, you know, and it turns into things even like, as you know, it's gossip. People talking about things that they shouldn't, you know, talking about other people. It just doesn't make any sense. And we've said this before, see the good in everyone and nothing else. And in time, what happens is that people start seeing the good in you because you're always bringing the good. You know what I mean? And what's going to happen with that? People are going to want to help you.
That's the vibe. It really is, because that's what elevates you.
The guy that turned around and told you, you need your own cigar, and I'm the guy that's going to help you. He was seeing the good in you. He was seeing that you deserved it and that you can run with it and make something of it. If not, he would have not offered that to you.
By the way, guys, I have to say something about that family, Gabby and Liz. So first of all, we're getting ready to do an event here in New Hampshire, in Lancaster, New Hampshire, on the 4th of July weekend. And we have the privilege of bringing Gabby out all the way from Cagua, Puerto Rico. And he's going to be rolling cigars out here.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's going to be... Yeah, it's next level. Like we're super excited. Oh, and I have one more dope information. So a lot of people don't know this, but Puerto Rico at one point, when it comes to like the industries that used to run Puerto Rico back, you know, back in those 1800s that you guys are constantly talking about, it was actually sugarcane, coffee, and tobacco. So now Puerto Rico is looking to kind of bringing that
the tobacco industry.
And it's actually all starting with Gabby from El Chang, from La Hoja del Chang. They just opened up the first cigar rolling factory in Caguas, Puerto Rico. Like, that is...
That's amazing.
Yeah, man, that is... Shout out to Gabby.
Quote, Master of the Universe Unknown says, people are quick to believe the bad things they hear about good people.
Exactly.
That's what spells out everything that we've been talking about.
Tom Brady's innocent. Leave him alone.
What we're trying to talk about here is it's really a simple concept that we have to understand. If I think and I'm stepping up my game and I'm going after my goal, and to be able to do that, I've gone through the fire and I've readjusted my mentality. I've readjusted my habits. I readjusted all these things that I needed to do in order to get to the next step. And all of a sudden, just because I think I did that, and then I see something that I don't like in someone else, a bad habit, and I go, you know, you could be a lot better if, you know, you stop doing this. Or, you know, you see that guy over there? You know why he's not successful? Because he's doing that. The moment that I said that, I'm actually putting my mind to the other person's bad habits. So everything that I did that was good for me to move up, I'm canceling it out because now I'm focused on other people's bad habits,
right,
which automatically puts me on an equal playing field back to square one, where I have to readjust myself and be able to keep moving up. And so people do this all the time and don't understand why they can't go up to the next level and be successful. because you have to look for the good in everyone. So the same thing that you did for yourself to readjust yourself, you have to look for the good in everyone else, because everyone else is perfect as they are. They just have bad behavior, just like we did when we first started doing it. And all the time, we're fighting paradigms all the time. Not that we're perfect. But as we fight those paradigms and readjust, we have to realize this person is perfect the way they are. They just need to readjust a couple of things, and you can help them out with that just by being next to them and showing them how to be successful. In other words, sharing your success with other people.
Well, your success is infectious if you're positive about how you share it with others. Boom. Because it comes back to you. And right. People realize, you know what? This person was willing to provide me the knowledge or information, or even just listen to me. Because a lot of the times we learn, I mean, Charlie has learned about his business by focusing on being around people that were willing to give him information. Regardless of what the information was or how you took it to yourself, you were willing to understand the good of people, and they were willing to reciprocate that. That story about how how your cigars came to life is really the essence of our topic today.
Right.
Because that person didn't know who you were, but somehow understood the good of you and said, you know what, I'm going to help you help me. Because really that's what it came down to. Your success helps him as well.
If you can see it in your mind, you can hold it in your hand. And when you had the logo, that whole other story that was behind it, which was already created, but you just had to continue forward for it to come and for you to see it, see yep. that movie come to life, that story open up. That story was already there.
Oh, yeah.
But the moment that you said this logo and you felt it, right? It was an energy, just the way the energy you saw in the kiosk. It was the same thing. It was already there. But as you kept going, right? What did we say? The decision opens the door. You start walking and things start coming at you. Like, you know,
you don't know saying, the how. Here's a cigar. You don't know the how, but you go at it.
It's amazing. It's an amazing story. Man, I'm super proud of you. Just for our listeners, I want to say that when I was just a kid, and Short Fuse was in his mom's belly, and we didn't have an apartment. Charlie's dad and mom took us in, and we lived with them for a little while before, right up until Short Fuse was born. And I want to thank your parents, and we go way back, and it's amazing to see you. And by the way, I was shocked to see you on Steve Harvey. You were on the Steve Harvey show.
What?
Oh, man.
Yeah. And I was like, that's Charlie.
You wait till the end of the episode and bring that up?
Yeah, because I'm looking at him, and I'm looking at the man and his beard. So, what was that experience like, by the way?
You know what? It was a pretty dope experience, because once again, it was an opportunity that was provided to me by Wounded Warrior Project. You know, we were trying to reach out to more veterans, you know, let them know that, you know, we understand, you know, what's out here after you come out of the military. But we also want you to understand that there's, you know, there's a lot of good things out here. You know, you the same thing with what you're talking about right now, right? You got to be able to dissect that information. You got to forget about all these things, all the stigmas, all that stuff, and just try to focus on what can help you to be better, you know?
Or be what you want to be.
I've had a lot of people tell me great things about it, so yeah, I definitely appreciate it, and it was an honor for me to be able to be on the Steve Harvey show, to be able to reconnect with some of my Army buddies and stuff like that, so that was also a dope experience. But yeah, super appreciative for Steve Harvey giving us the opportunity to be on that show.
Nice. Thank you, Steve Harvey. That was pretty cool. It really is.
And thank you, Charlie, man. I'm telling you, I'm super proud of you. Your cigars are awesome. The whole concept of having a cigar. Listen, today, as a matter of fact, was it? I brought back the chairs that Venetia rented. Mm-hmm. And he said, hey, so how'd it go? And I told him what it was. The girls gave us a surprise. It was a mobile cigar lounge. He stopped. Where'd you find that? So I gave
I've told three people fluidly in conversation what we did, because they ask, well, how was your weekend? And I would go into that and I would say Mobile Cigar Lounge.
Yeah, and they would go, like, what?
What? Then they say to me, where's that at? And I said, well, he's out of Florida. He came from Florida up here? Well, I don't want to take credit for that. That was a lot of work in progress, but he believed that it was important for him to come up here and bless us with that evening. And so at this point, there's more for him to do in the Northeast.
There's big things coming up for you and for Julixa. And it's because you have the vision, you have the drive, you hold that vision, and it you continue to be blessed. And I'm just proud of you. I just want to say that.
Thank you.
That's awesome. You. So if you love this episode and you do not want to miss another episode, hit that subscribe button.
Hit that button.
If this show serves you and you want to share it with others, please do so. We love when you share or comment or review our show because that really helps us grow. And thank you so much for your support. Thank you, Froggy's Party Pad and the Enchantment Room for the Rufo above our head to do what we love to do. You can find Froggy's Party Pad at froggyspartypad.com. Charlie, I really want to thank you for blessing our show. Thank you for sharing your story with our audience. Thank you for having a couple of drinks with us. It was actually pretty cool tonight. And really, for me, it's almost like I've known you for years, but yet I've met you just today. And I seem to relate to your story where you are working so hard to do what you love to do. And I find that that's what we do here in our show. So thank you for being here.
Man, listen, I want to take the time. First of all, for me, it's an honor to be able to finally be here present, chopping it up with you guys on this podcast. I'm an avid listener, so, you know, I'm just happy to be here. Also, I want to thank Benicia and Denise for, you know, giving us Monte de Leon Cigars the opportunity to be able to, you know, bring out the traveling cigar experience to your event. It was, you know, it was just an awesome time. That's for me. Awesome. It was just, everything was great. And yeah, man, thank you guys so much for everything.
Charlie, how do people find you so that they know exactly where to find you if they want to book your their next event? If they just want to know about your business, how do they find you?
So we have a website, which is www.montedeleoncigars.com. And then you can find us on Instagram at Monte de Leon Cigars. And then you can also find us on Facebook, Monte de Leon Cigars. You'll see the logo, which is the wife and I, our logos combined.
Yes, that's right. So if you want to find them, you can always check them out, obviously, in our Instagram page, because we do follow them and we do collaborate on many of the things that we like to share. I am ecstatic that you're here, and thank you so much for sharing your story.
Stories. Charlie's a story master.
Oh, sorry. One of the last things, something we like to always say here in Monte de Leon Cigars, it's tabaco, ron, cultura.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah.
Tabaco.
Yes. We always look at it because we always say there's no E, right? It's not tabaco, ron y cultura, because we look at it like
tabaco, ron, cultura.
You enjoy tabaco, ron, cultura. You enjoy just tabaco, cultura. Whatever it is, your cup of tea. But we always say cultura because we've had the opportunity to go to different places, and it's always the same language when it comes to drinks, sitting back, smoking cigars, and we always love to dive into the cultures.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome.
I want to ask Charlie a favor tonight. If he can take us out with, you know how we end the show.
All right, familia, this is De Leon here from Monte de Leon Cigars, and I want to say here at the vibes you're in, we are over and out. I feel it. Yes.